Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Recently, Joshua Eisenman, a political scientist and a fellow in Asia Studies at the American Foreign Policy Council, spoke at Baylor's Global Business Forum, which explored China and the world economy. China has realized impressive results by using government and party relations in Africa, according to Eisenman. China has developing interests in Africa, and the political and economic come together. Eisenman described three tiers of what he called a going-out policy in China. The first is a government tier, where the Chinese government takes an entourage to a country for a meeting tied to commercial behavior and returns home with lots of contracts. The second is an investment tier, in which Chinese are interested in free trade zones which give China favorable terms. And the third is a labor tier, in which China sends excess labor to Africa. China engages Africa by going into a country for meetings or bringing young African elites into China and introducing them to young Chinese elites, Eisenman said. This allows China to talk the language of equality, he said. Another part of China's relationship with Africa involves banking services and debt relief, which overlap and include aspects of the commercial and political, Eisenman said. China gives debt relief to Africa through the China-Africa Development Fund, but wants to make a profit. Eisenman said, quote, "This is not aid. Grants are small and for very targeted, specific projects. China gives very little grant aid compared to other countries," unquote. China's debt relief is difficult to follow, according to Eisenman. It manages the debt relief process by making announcements about what it's going to do. Then it makes loans and re-indebts the country. China's loans in Africa are related to infrastructure, he said. Angola might propose a project to China and get a loan. China approves the funds, but they never leave Beijing. As a result, Eisenman said, some African countries like Ethiopia have large debts to China. The Chinese are also investing in banking in Africa, he said, but restrictions are heavy. Among them, he said, quote, "You cannot borrow from China. You cannot hire firms from other countries. You cannot recognize Taiwan," unquote. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio. Or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.